I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Estimates from the Electric Reliability Council of Texas show Texans could experience calls to reduce electricity usage or even power outages this winter if the grid experiences very high demand for power. Ahead of each season, ERCOT, which operates the state power grid, estimates how much power supply will be available to meet projected needs, serving as an early indicator of risk. The winter report published Tuesday shows that very high demand during winter weather could force ERCOT to ask Texans to cut back on electricity usage to avoid an emergency. The report also shows that in the most extreme scenario considered for this winter, a combination of high electricity usage, power plant outages, and very low wind and solar energy production, the grid would need to resort to rolling blackouts. ERCOT and the Public Utility Commission, which regulates electricity infrastructure, are currently working to redesign Texas's power market. Officials say the pace of population growth across Texas has increased electricity demand and will keep doing so. At the same time, the fastest growing sources of power on the grid are wind turbines and solar panels, which typically don't provide as much power during the winter as the summer. They say the increase in population is outpacing what the grid is adding in power during the winter months, and that's why the market redesign will be critical. The mother of a 10-year-old killed in the Uvalde school shooting has filed a federal lawsuit against the gun maker and seller, the city of Uvalde, its school district, and several law enforcement officers. The new lawsuit argues that the gun manufacturer, Daniel Defense's marketing on social media and video games, prime young buyers to purchase AR-15-style rifles as soon as they are legally able. The lawsuit also accused the Uvalde store that sold the weapon to the 18-year-old shooter of reckless dereliction. The suit also accuses various law enforcement officers of failing to follow active shooter protocols. It argues that their decision to treat the active shooter as a barricaded subject inside the two classrooms had violated the victim's constitutional rights. In July, a Texas House report found systemic failures among the 376 officers who responded to the massacre. And earlier this month, an investigation was launched to determine if a faster law enforcement intervention could have saved more lives. The former girlfriend of the man accused of killing Army Specialist Vanessa Guillen in 2020 pleaded guilty Tuesday on charges connected with the murder, closing a chapter in a saga that ignited a push to reform how the military handles sexual harassment within its ranks. 24-year-old Cecily Ann Aguilar, the only living subject in Guillen's killing, faces up to 30 years in prison after pleading guilty to 3 counts of making a false statement and 1 count of accessory after the fact, according to news station KWTX on Tuesday. Aguilar faces the possibility of a $1 million fine and 12 years of supervised release after she completes her sentence. Army Specialist Aaron David Robinson shot and killed himself as police tried to arrest him in connection with Guillen's murder. Authorities believe he killed Guillen after he had sexually harassed her. Aguilar was charged in connection with the murder for allegedly helping Robinson dismember and hide Guillen's body. The Fort Hood soldier's killing prompted nationwide outrage. Guillen, who was 20 when she was killed 2 years ago, twice reported being sexually harassed by Robinson. Guillen was found in a shallow grave near Fort Hood. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org. You can also follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief podcast for daily news updates wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Justin Dane with the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Rice University's Master of Social Policy Evaluation. Public policy evaluation through a new lens. Apply online for fall 2023 at socialpolicy.rice.edu. 2023 is approaching fast, and before we know it, a new legislative session will gavel in. Get an inside look of what's ahead for Texas when you join us December 8th in Austin or online for the Texas Tribune's preview of the 2023 legislative session. Hear from newly elected officials, old guard incumbents, and more on what to expect next year. Learn more and RSVP at texastribune.org/events.